Sorry about that. I was rudely cut off again. Now, where was I? The mixture was as thick as cream, and as he stirred and stirred, many wonderful colours rose up from the depths and blended together. Pinks, blues, greens, yellows and browns. George went on stirring until it was all well mixed, but even so there were still hundreds of pills lying on the bottom that hadn't melted. And there was his mother's splendid powder puff floating on the surface. "I shall have to boil it up," George said. "One good quick boil on the stove is all it needs." And with that, he staggered back towards the house with the enormous, heavy saucepan. On the way, he passed the garage, so he went in to see if he could find any other interesting things. He added the following: 1/2 pint of engine oil to keep Grandma's engine going smoothly, some antifreeze to keep her radiator from freezing up in winter, 1 handful of grease to grease her cracking joints, then back to the kitchen. Chapter 5, The Cook-Up. In the kitchen, George put the saucepan on the stove and turned up the gas flame underneath it as high as it would go. "George," came the awful voice from the next room. "It's time for my medicine." "Not yet, Grandma," George called back. "There's still 20 minutes before 11 o'clock.
"What mischief are you up to in there now?" Granny screeched. "I hear noises."
George thought it best not to answer this one. He found a long wooden spoon in a kitchen drawer and began stirring hard. The stuff in the pot got hotter and hotter. Soon the marvellous mixture began to froth and foam. A rich blue smoke, the colour of peacocks, rose from the surface of the liquid, and a fiery, fearsome smell filled the kitchen. It made George choke and splutter. It was a smell unlike anything he had smelled before. It was a brutal and bewitching smell, spicy and staggering, fierce and frenzied, full of wizardry and magic. Whenever he got a whiff of it up his nose, firecrackers went off in his skull and electric prickles ran down the back of his legs. It was wonderful to stand there stirring this amazing mixture and to watch it smoking blue and bubbling and frothing and foaming as though it were alive. At one point, he could have sworn he saw bright sparks flashing in the swirling foam. And suddenly, George found himself dancing around the steaming pot, chanting strange words that came into his head out of nowhere. "Fiery broth and witch's brew, foamy froth and riches blue, fume and spume and spoondrift spray, fizzle, swizzle, shout, hooray! Watch it sloshing, swashing, sploshing, hear it hissing, squishing, spissing, Grandma better start to pray."